Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Luna's Bedtime Story. I'm Luna. 各位爸爸妈妈和小朋友们晚上好，欢迎收听不知不觉读完一本书睡前故事。我是 Luna。 今晚的故事来自 Oxford Reading Tree Traditional Tale Level 8牛津阅读树传统故事系列第八阶，适合八到十岁的中国小朋友阅读。故事的名字叫做 Finn McCool and the Giant's Causeway。 Finn McCool 和巨人的栈桥。这个故事是一个流传了很多年的爱尔兰传说。Finn McCool 是一个爱尔兰的巨人，他很温柔善良，但是他也很骄傲，他说自己是全世界最强壮的巨人。有一天，他的话被一个苏格兰的巨人 Angus 听到了，他想和 Finn McCool 一决高下。可是爱尔兰和苏格兰之间隔着一个海，他们要怎样见面呢？最后又是谁赢了呢？我们一起来听听今天的故事吧。 Finn McCool and the Giant's Causeway Written by John Doherty Illustrated by Lee Cosgrave Chapter 1 第一章。Long, long ago, there lived an island, a mighty giant by the name of Finn McCool. Finn was taller than an oak tree and stronger than a dozen oxen. He was brave and kind, but he was also very proud.I am the greatest giant of them all, he would boast. There is no one who can beat me.
在很久很久以前，有一个爱尔兰的巨人，他的名字叫做 Finn McCool。 他比一棵橡树还要高，比十二只牛还要强壮。他非常的勇敢、善良，但是他也非常非常的骄傲。我是全世界最伟大的巨人，他经常这样吹牛，没有一个巨人可以打败我。
Across the sea in Scotland, there lived another giant. This one was called Angus.He was huge and strong, with an angry red face, and everyone feared him. One day, Angus was told of Finn's boasting. When he heard that, Finn thought he was the greatest giant of all. Angus flew into a rage.
I am the greatest giant.He roared, I'll teach Finn a lesson he won't forget.
在大海的另一边就是苏格兰，那里也住着一个巨人，他的名字叫做 Angus。 他非常的高大强壮，有着一张永远生气的红脸，每个人都非常害怕他。有一天，有人告诉 Angus， 对面的 Finn 说他自己才是全世界最伟大的巨人。 Angus 一下子就被激怒了，
我才是最伟大的巨人，他大吼道，我要去教训教训这个 Finn。
Angus strode angrily to the shore. He looked across at the islandCupping his hands to his mouth, he bellowed,
Hey,
Finn McCool, come and see what a real giant looks like, you great baby. The breeze carried his words to Finn, and when Finn heard them, his temper rose. Standing on the cliffs of County Antrim, he rolled back. All I can see is a giant fool.
Angus 愤怒地跑到了海岸边，他看着海对面的爱尔兰，用两只手拢在嘴边，对着对岸大喊：
喂 Finn McCool， 过来看看什么才叫真正的巨人，你这个巨大的婴儿。
一阵风把他说的话吹到了对岸，让 Finn 听见了，他非常的生气，他也站到了悬崖边，对着对岸的人大喊：
我看你才是一个巨大的蠢货。
At this, Angus shook with anger. If I could only get across the sea to you, he shouted, I would teach you a lesson you'd never forget.
That's easily done, Finn replied.
He tore a great rock from the cliffs.And hold it into the waves. The first stone of a giant pathway across the sea.
Angus 被气得发抖。他大喊道，如果我能过了这片海去见到你，我一定要好好的教训你一顿。
这还不容易吗？
Finn 回答道。他说着从悬崖上掰下一大块巨大的石头，然后把它扔在了海里。这就成了两个巨人见面的第一块垫脚石。
Angus began to do the same. But as the giants drew closer to one another, Finn began to worry. He was getting tired.And Angus did look very big and very strong.
Angus 也开始这样做，把大石头一块一块地扔在海里。当两个巨人越来越靠近的时候， Finn 突然有点害怕了，因为他已经非常累了，而且 Angus 看上去的确非常的高大和强壮。
So, Finn hurried home to his wife, Una. She was not as big or as strong as he was, but she was very clever. He told her all about Angus and the path across the sea. Una sighed.
Finn...She said, You've been a big baby.
I am not being a baby,
Finn said.
Una put a baby's bonnet on his head.
You are now, she told him. And she gave him a nightgown and made their bathtub look like a giant quilt.
Lie down, she told Finn, and leave Angus to me.
后来 ,Finn 急急忙忙地跑回家去找他的太太 ,Una。Una 并不像他一样高大和强壮，但是她是一个非常聪明的太太。Finn 告诉他关于 Angus 所有的一切。和他们正在修建的一条过海的通道。乌娜叹了口气说
Finn, 你真是一个大宝宝。
我可不是大宝宝
Finn 撅着嘴说。 Una 把一个宝宝戴的头巾戴在了他的头上。你现在是了。然后他要给 Finn 穿上了一条睡袍，然后把自己家里的浴缸打扮成像一个巨大的摇篮的样子。躺进去吧，他告诉 Finn， 把 Angus 留给我来对付。
Soon, there came a loud knock on the door. Una opened it. There stood Angus, his face redder and angrier than ever.
I've come to see Finn, he growled.
Una smiled. Come in, she said. He's out hunting.But he'll be back soon.
没过一会儿，门口传来很响的敲门声。Una 去看了门，看见 Angus 站在门外。他的脸更红了，看上去更加的生气。
我是来找 Finn 的，
他低吼道。Una 微笑着说，那你进来吧，他出去打猎了。一会儿就回来。好啦，我们读完了这个故事第一部分的内容，你们听明白了吗？试着回答下面的问题。第一，故事里的两个巨人 Finn McCool 和 Angus 分别住在什么地方呢？第二个问题，他们为什么互相都不服气，想要打一架，是因为 Finn McCool 说了一句什么话呢？第三个问题，他们两个居住的地方中间隔着一片海，见不到面，他们用了一个什么方法可以跨过这片海呢？第四个问题， Finn 有点累了，他害怕和 Angus 打架，他去找谁帮忙了呢？好了，接下来在故事里又会发生哪些精彩和有趣的事情呢？我们下一期节目接着阅读 Finn McCool and the Giant's Causeway。 大家晚安， Good night and sweet dreams。